It's the book all of Ireland has been waiting for. The man who rose from humble beginnings to become the most powerful figure in Irish finance. Patrick Neary's memoirs, So Neary, So Far.
Oh, I can't remember much about secondary school. They were very strict about discipline, though. If you got into trouble, you got 6 lashes and a month of detention. I even got into trouble once, so they gave me 6 honours in the leaving, just to get rid of me.
Neary's years in the civil service.
I can't remember how I got into it exactly, but I do recall one day a fella asked me what a county man I was. I couldn't recall exactly where now, you know.
And how he rose without trace in the civil service.
Oh, the civil service exams were terribly hard. I didn't do too well in those. There was only one thing for it then. Promotion.
How he became the financial regulator.
Oh, it was amazing. I woke up one day and I was in charge. I can't recall how I got there, though. I think we rolled a dice or something. I didn't take any notes.
He lifts the lid on his relationship with the bankers.
So I says to them, whose turn is it to tee off?
And his relationship with Anglo-Irish Bank on that deal.
No, I wasn't there. I can't remember. There are no notes.
His retirement.
So they said to me, you've been literally the worst financial regulator in history. You've been blind to everything and you've been half asleep in the run-up to the biggest crash in the history of the state. Well, I knew I was in for a fall, and it was a huge fall. €630,000 to walk and a pension of over $80,000 a year. That was my lowest moment.
So Neary, So Far, the memoirs. From the Blind Penguin Publishing House, written by Patrick Neary.
What? Did I write that? It's funny I can't recall it now. I didn't take any notes. Now, watch this drive. Ah, damn it. Should have used a 9-iron. Hindsight is a great thing.